today we learned the Mishnah of Lamed Ches on the base that the Anshei Tveria had a practice which the Rabbanim were not happy with. Omelahem Chachamim, the Chachamim said they're not allowed to do it. What exactly did Anshei Tveria do? So the Gemara seems to have two interpretations, the Makshin and the Tarzan. And Lamed Ches on the Aleph and Abchizde, going over to Amed Beis, goes back to what the Makshin says. Abchizde and the Makshin understood that the practice of the Anshei Tveria was not permissible because it was in violation of the din of Hatmona. They did it Mebod Yom, so the answer is, yeah, it was Hatmona Medover HaMoisif Hevel, which is not allowed Mebod Yom. Easy enough. So then Taisa explains what was the Hatmona Mebod Yom. They had a pipe of cold water going through the pool of the burning hot water of the Hamid Tveria. And the hot water on the outside was Moisif Hevel, it caused the cold water in the pipe to get heated up. But the two waters didn't mix. The cold water with the hot water didn't mix. It was a violation of Hatman and the Bog Yom Medavar Moisif Hevel. And the Tarzan gave a suggestion that the Moisif Anshei Tveria is not quoted in the Mishnah for the purpose of giving an example of a prohibition of Hatmanah. The Mishnah says there was a machlekes Rabbi Yosi in Tanakama where the Bishul betoldus Sachama is also in the Rabbanon. Bishul betoldus Eish is also in Atar like Bishul Beish. And Bishul Bechama is mutum and Atar mutum in the Rabbanon. Keep Ligi, the machlekes Rabbi Yosi in Tanakama is Bishul betoldus Sachama. Did the Chachamim make Xer the Rabbanon? Toldus Sachama or to toldus Eish, or did they not make Xer the Rabbanon? So notwithstanding the fact that Rabbi Yosi Mate, the Mishnah says, Leat Menenem Becholab Abak Drochim, that's not permissible. So why not? So the Gemara quotes Rabbi says, because it looks like Hatmona. It's a form of Hatmona. Umaisenami Banshe Tveria that they did Hatmona. We also know Chachamim. Chachamim told you not to do Hatmona and see if an Osibidiyevit we penalize you. Like on Rashal B'Shabbos on the level of a Malacha. So the same is true on the level of a Gzera. If you violate a Gzera, the Rabbanon, we ask the food. So we ask the Mayim, Shinis Chamim B'Shabbos, in the case where you violated Hatmona and Bogyam. The other pshat was, Rabbi Yosef gave a different pshat in the Mishnah, that the reason why there's no machlekes Rabbi Yosef in the Tanakam in the case lo yatanenu b'chol ba'avak drochim is not because it's hatmona. Why not? Why not because of hatmona? What's wrong with that pshat? That's what Tosfos says in the bottom Tosfos. Why don't you say it's also because of hatmona? So Tosfos says, what do you mean? On raw food you're going to say gzeira shema? He's putting in cold water on Erev Shabbos. He's going to be concerned. We don't allow you to put in cold water in a pipe going through the burning hot water. The pipe is in the middle of all the burning hot water of the Chamid Tveria because of Xer Shema Yatzim Baremitz Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. Shema Yechata B'Gecholim on raw water, on cold water, regular water. So Taisa says that's not shy. So Taisa suggests maybe that's the reason why Rabbi Yosef doesn't agree with Rabbi's reason. Rabbi says that it's an Isar of Hatmana. Rabbi Yosef somehow ignores Hatmana. So what does Rabbi Yosef come up with? Rabbi Yosef says Mepnesha mazes ofam and komas. Either with two girsas, Rashi says Shema yozes ofam and komas. Maybe he'll violate. Maybe he'll violate Choresh in a different location. Abinatam says, no, not maybe he'll violate Choresh in another location. When he's tochev the beitza into the offer, he's being mazes off him and come on now. He's doing Charisha right now. That was the one version, that was what Tosfos quotes, the second shot of the Abinatam that they quoted from the Seif HaYosha. All the Abinatams come from the Seif HaYosha. But Tosfos over here mentions the second version of the Abinatam as it appears in the Seif HaYosha. Along the lines of Rashi, except that Rashi had the reading, Rashi had the Giras in the Gemara, Shema Yazi Zafim Mekom, the Rabbeinu Tam had the Giras of the way it's printed in our Gemara, Mipnesha Mezi Zafim Mekom, not that we're afraid lest he'll do Harisha on a different location, we're concerned that he's doing Harisha right now. That's the second pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam along the lines of Rashi. And the first pshat of the Rabbeinu Tam was, again, Mipnesha Mezi Zafim Mekom, when he's Teichet, when he pushes in the egg, he's moving the offer. But it's not so much an issue of Choresh, but rather an issue of Tiltal Muktzim. Eisne Tiltal Muktzim and Atzal the Softa Abraham Mutta. He says, yeah, that's correct. It's Takemuta, Halacha L'maisa, That's why Rabba doesn't agree with Rav Yosef. Just like Rav Yosef doesn't agree with Rabba's reason, Rabba doesn't agree with Rav Yosef's reason either. But Rav Yosef thought shaloi ka'alocha, that's what Tosfos writes, Rav Yosef thought shaloi ka'alocha, that even tiltum upsa min atzad, l'tzarech davar amutar, is also not allowed. Okay. So then the Gemara asks, wait a minute, if that's the reason for the Mishnah, le'at manena b'chola b'avad drachem, is because Shema Yosef Zofim and Bekoma, whatever, something to do with Tilfon Muktzah, or something to do with Choresh. So how do you read the Hemshech, the next line in the Mishnah, Maisa Nami Banshi Tveria? What does Anshi Tveria have to do with Tilfon Muktzah? And what does it have to do with Choresh? And the Gemara says, no. The story of Anshi Tveria is not an example of a violation of the list. Prohibition mentioned in the Mishnah, the way Rabbah learns Le'at Menem is called of Hatmonen. Anshi Tveria is an example of a violation of Hatmonen. The Gemara says, no, Reishikoy. The Reishit says the Machloikis between Tanakam and Rabbi Yosi, is there an Issa Bishul if you're using Toldos Hachama? And the Chachamim hold, there is a prohibition, there is an Issa Bishul Midirabban and Toldos Hachama to Toldos Eish. Maishanami Banshi Tveria. The Osirulam Chachamim. The Chachamim said it's also because Bishul the Toldos Hachama. So now, according to that version in the Gemara, according to the Tartzin, the Gemara has to give a teretz. How does Rabbi Yosef read the Mishnah? How Rabbi reads the Mishnah is simple. Rabbi reads Anshi Tveria is an example of Hatmonah. But Rabbi Yosef insists that the Mishnah is not talking about Hatmonah. It's talking about Mezuz Ofim and Koma, either Tilta Muktzeh or Choresh. So the story of Anshi Tveria has nothing to do with Le'at Menena B'chol Avar Drachim, goes back to the Reisha of the Mishnah. Goes back to the Reisha. So what's the story? So the Tosfos on the Mishnah, Maisa Ve'Heviyu, had two suggestions. The last part of the Tosfos, Ulari Nira, on the top of Lamatas, and they're quoting what Rav Chisda says and what the Makshin says, that the Pshat and the Mishnah Anshi Tveria was a violation of Atamana. So they say, that's the story. There was a pipe of cold water that was going in the middle of the pool of the burning hot water. That was Atamana Mabod Yom Adavar Moshe Dehel. But Tosfos in the beginning of the Tosfos on Lamatas and Abbeis has to give Pshat. How did the Tartzan learn Pshat in the Mishnah? That the Maisa Banshi Tveria is an example. It goes Aliba the Tanakama the Rabbi Yosi. It goes against Rabbi Yosi. That the Balabatim were cooking with Chami, with Toldos Chamo, and the Chacham told that you're not allowed. So what exactly were the Balabatim doing? So the Gemara explained, so the Tosfos has the two explanations what happened. So the second Pshat in Tosfos is that they had a pipe of cold water that was going up this on top of the hot water, and the hot water was burning hot. It was too hot to bathe in when they were interested in bathing on Shabbos at the time that it was permissible, that it was still permissible to bathe on Shabbos and Chamin. So they would open up the nikovim in the pipe, the cold water would get mixed in with the burning hot water, and then it would be shaykh to bathe in that water. Without the cold water being mixed in, the hot water would be too hot. So this is the one suggestion that Tosfos gives, that they mamish did on Shabbos Bishul the Toldos HaChamim. The Chami Tveria, the Chachamim hold, the Chami Tveria Toldos HaChamim. Yosel am Chachamim, that is Bishul the Toldos HaChamim, Zosim Rabbanan. Rabbi Yosi disagrees and he says it's not true. The Bishul, the Chami Tveria is considered, the Chami Tveria is considered Toldos HaEish. It's not considered Toldos HaChamim. Why exactly did they think that the Gemara said, because Chalfi HaPizka the Gehenna. What does that mean? So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that you have in the middle of the globe, you have this molten lead that's burning hot. So when you have metal, the Rambam says if you have metal that's so hot till it's glowing, so then it's considered Eish. So if the Chamit Tveria get heated up because of that burning hot molten lead in the middle of the earth, so that's Bishul B'Eish. That's considered Eish Mamish. The Rama, does anybody know whether the molten lead in the middle of the globe is red or it's just burning hot, but it's not red? L'chor, that's the machlekes Tanakama. Tanakama assumes that the Chamit Tveria are somehow heated up by some other source, by the Chama. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees and he says, not true. Who told us or who? The Chamit Tveria, all the hot spas in the world are heated up with this burning hot stuff in the middle of the globe, which is Eish Mamish. So that's Toldos Eish. So again, so the Chachamim assume that the Chami Tveria is Toldos HaChamo, is not a Toldos Eish. So what exactly did the Balabatim do in Tveria? So Tosfos has two versions. So the second version is easy, but it's not the Mashman, the Gemara, that's the problem. The second version of Tesis is when they would be interested in bathing in the Chamitveria, they would open up the Nikovim, they would have the cold water mix in with the burning hot water. In other words, they would be doing Bishul on the cold water. It's Bishul the Tolda Sahama. Bishul with the Chamitveria, the Chamitveria would cook up the cold water. This is questionable, whether that's the Maisa Shahoya, because Tesis raises a question, does that make sense? That the Taka used to bathe in the Chamitveria. Tesis raises a question, the Chamitveria probably has such a bad odor, has such a bad reyach, they probably did not bathe in that water. Okay, so that's a question, is that what happened? If one should not want to accept that pshat, that they would mix in the cold water into the burning hot water, and then bathe in the hot water, it wouldn't be burning hot anymore. Once you mix in the cold water, it would be hot water. Yatzaledes, if you don't want to say that pshat, they didn't bathe in the water, so how do you learn the pshat? So how does Tesis give their first pshat? So Tesis' first pshat is that on the Anshei Tveria didn't lift a finger on Shabbos. They didn't do anything on Shabbos. They set everything up in Bod Yom. And that's Hetagom. Vein shemisa klal b'havor. If you set it up on Erev Shabbos and the Melacha occurs, Melacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues to function into Shabbos, that's Mutter, as they quote from a Braisa. That's what we mentioned. I don't know what they had to quote from a Braisa. That's the Machlekes Beisham and Bisilo in the Mishnah in the first parak, and the din is like Bisilo. The post Gemayim Leginim is Malas V'Alechas Kol HaShabbos Kula, right? So, Eini, so Klal B'Havor, that's permissible. So what did the Rabbanim prohibit for the Anshei Tveria? What's also over here? True, you're permitted to set up the system, but you're not allowed to get Hanoah from it. Why are you not? Normally, we assume that you're not. There's a Nisar of Hanenem Melecha Shabbos, Hamavash of the Shabbos. You violated a Nisar Deraisa, you violated a Nisar Derabbanon. So whenever you violated something, you're not allowed to get on Noah. If a Nochri does Melech Bishvil Yisrael, so Tesis came up, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to get on Noah. So Tesis said, because Amir Liakum is a weaker Issa, and people are alulim to violate the Issa. So the Chacham had to be Mechazik the Issa. So they said, even if it's true that the Nochri did the Melech on his own on behalf of the Yisrael, you're not allowed to get on Noah to serve as a deterrent. That even if it's really true that the Nochri really did it on his own, you're not allowed to get on Noah. So mainly the Jews won't accomplish anything by asking the Goy to do the Melacha for them, so this will serve as a deterrent, so they won't ask the Goy. The only time you have a case where there's a Melacha Shanasas Ne'eleho, and you don't permit the people to get on off from it, that's Mashkin Shazova Teres Anoshim. So Tosis wrote that's a special reason over there, special Gzera, doesn't apply in any other case. So Tosis, in the first chat in Tosis here, and the Mishnah Lama Ches on the basis that that's what happened over here also. And he said, Klal Bahavor, it's Hetagom to set up the system on Erev Shabbos. That the Malacha begins on Erev Shabbos and continues to function into Shabbos. And nonetheless, we also Chachamim, the Chachamim prohibited Rechitza u'bishtia. Why? Zeir Hashem Yarvim b'Shabbos. But Larvim b'Shabbos Gufa is only in Issa d'Rabbanan because it's told us Sahur. So it's a little bit of Zeir l'Gzeir. Okay, so that's a problem. That's a big problem on the first. So that's why Tosfos gave the second shot. That no, not that they set it up and everything is had to gomer. The Chachamim prohibited getting Anoah from the Melacha Shenasas Me'ilahu. How can that be? So Tosfos gave the second Mishad. No, they used to mix in the cold water into the hot water on Shabbos. And then third Mishad of Tosfos was, no, it's Rechan Ra. They didn't bathe in this water at all. They used to bathe in the cold water that just became heated up. The Mishnah says that they would sometimes bathe in the water. Asurim Berechitza. Who's talking about Rechitza? So those are the two pshatim in Tosfos. Is it that they had the cold water mixed into the hot water, and the burning hot water, make it plain hot water? Instead of being scalding hot, it was hot water. And then they would bathe in that water? Or no, that's in Gansan, not the pshat. They would bathe in the cold water that just became hot, ayidei the hatmon. So again, so basically the Tosfos had two pshatim in the Mishnah, two versions of the one of the two pshatim, and the two pshatim in the Tosfos correspond to the two pshatim in the Gemara. The Makshin with Rav Chisda learned that the topic that the Issa that was violated by the Anshei Tveria was that they violated Hatmona, and that fits in with the way Rabbi reads the Mishnah. Means you're not allowed to do Hatmona. Anshei Tveria that they did Hatmona. You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to bathe in it. And the other pshat was no, the Anshei Tveria that Layat Benenah B'Chol Abavak Rochim has nothing to do with Hatmona. It's rather an Issa. Shema Yozis and Meishemezis of Mekomo. Ma'isa Anshei Tver goes on the Reisha and the Machlokes Rabbi Yosi and the Tanakam. Okay, so that's what we learned yesterday. So we left off. We started the Gemara on Lama Tess on the base. The Mishnah says, if you have Chamesh Uchmu Be Shabbos, Asurim Bein Berechitza Bein Bishtia. Chamesh Uchmu Be Yontif are only Asurim Berechitza. Why is on Yontif? Why they matorim b'shtia? It's had to gomer to cook water on Yontif in order to have shtia. So how can you say that there's an isam of the Rabbanan? That's impossible. If it's mutar l'chatchila to put up a kettle on Yontif in order to cook the water to drink it, how can you say that there's some kind of an isam, a penalty or something? Of course you're permitted to drink the water, but rechitza, that you're not allowed to cook water to do rechitza. You're not permitted on Yontif to cook water in order to do rechitza. So if the water, even if the water was huchma me'aleihem, that's the one pshat in Tesis over here. Even huchma me'aleihem, one pshat was not that they actually heated up the water. The other pshat was they set up the system on Erev Yontif. So whatever the pshat is in the Mishnah, since on Yontif you're not allowed to heat up water in order to bathe kol aguf, so they made exerid the Rabbanon that you're not allowed to bathe in the water. But on Shabbos, where you're neither permitted to cook water to bathe, nor permitted to cook water to drink it, there's no heterach nefesh on Shabbos. So the Shabbos, if the water is hucham, so it's asurim berechitza u'bishtia. And on Yom Tov, it's asurim berechitza u'matorim bishtia. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So the Gemara was trying to work out what kind of a form of rechitza you're talking about. My rechitza, seven lines from the top, my rechitza. If you're talking about Rechitzas Panav Yada Viraglov, so on Yontif, we paskin like Basilil, it's permissible Hatzila to heat up water in order to wash Panav Yada Viraglov. So how can you tell me that there's exer, just like on Yontif, it's permissible to heat up water to drink it? So you can't say that Chamesh Uchma Biyontif Arasa Bishtiya. So if the din is like Basilil, which it certainly is, we're not going to pass like Basham. If the din is like Basil, that you're permitted to heat up water to bathe, to wash Panav Yada Viraglov on Yontif, so it's not shach to say that b'di'evet, if they set up the system from Erev Yontif, that you're not allowed to use the water to bathe Panav Yada Viraglov. It's mutar l'chatchila to cook the water on Yontif al menas to wash Panav Yada Viraglov. So you can't be talking about rechitzas Panav Yada Viraglov. So you must be talking about rechitzas kol aguf. Vegemar, if you're talking about rechitzas kol aguf, so why does it only say in the Mishnah Cham Shuchma b'Shabbos or Asurim rechitzas kol aguf? The din is even Cham Shuchma me'Erev Shabbos or also asurim rechitzas kol aguf, as the Gemara quotes, Cham Shuch Meyer Shabbos Noch Rech Tam Pionah Viraglov, Avaloi kol gufay. So the Gemara can't figure out what's going on in the mission. What kind of a rechitza are you talking about? If it's rechitzas Panav Yada Viraglov, it can't be that it's also on Yontif. It's mutar l'chatchila to cook up water on Yontif Adaita to wash Panav Yada Viraglov. And if it's rechitzas kol aguf, the first half of the Mishnah by Shabbos doesn't read straight. Why is only Chamesh Uchma b'Shabbos, even Chamesh Uchma b'Yer Shabbos? It's also Asa b'Rechitza. So we got up to the line where the Gemara says, aha, it must be the Mishnah is distinguishing, the halacha distinguishes between a bath and a shower. That's right. Why should it be a difference between a bath and a shower? Are there any dinim there, right? So we distinguish in a bath and a shower? I don't think so. A mikveh, okay. A mikveh, you have to be tovel your body in a body of water. It has to be a bath, it can't be a shower. There were other dinim where we distinguish. In the first perek, in the Yud Ches Dover, the Gemara has, Abo Rosh Avruba B'mayim Shuvim becomes Tamim Midrabbanon. So the Gemara and the Rishonim say over there that there is a distinction between a bath and a shower. That's the Negev to Gzeirah Derabbanon. So here also the Gemara is talking about Gzeirah Derabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, there's no difference between it. There's no halacha and a level of the Raisa we distinguish between a bath and a shower. But we're dealing with Gzeirah Derabbanon over here, Gzeirah Sabalonim. So the Gemara says, "L'hishtatif em for the Gemara Amar Avika Bar Chananya." L'hishtatif em kol guf askin. We're talking about a case to take a shower with the hot water. So Chamesh Uchma b'Shabbos is also to take a shower, even though it's Uchma me'aleihem. The Chamesh Uchma me'er Shabbos, it's mutar l'hishtatif b'hem kol gufay. Whose opinion is that? V'hai Tana hu d'Tanya, and it follows the following Tana. In the Tosefta, has three shitas, has Ramei, Rab Shimon, and Rab Yuda. So which is Haitana? So Rashi and Taitzvah say they're disagreeing with other Rishonim. Taitzvah makes a big fuss. There are other Rishonim that don't learn like this. So Rashi and Taitzvah say Haitana, who the first wide line on Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. Hi Tanu, who the Tanya? Who is which Tanu of the three Tanu are we talking about? So Rashi writes, Hi Tanu is Reb Shimon. That's what Rashi and Tais both write. Hi Tanu who Reb Shimon? The Reb Shimon Matir. He's Matir lehishtate kol gufoi bein becham and bein betzayim. So the Stam Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. That Chamishuch mebishabes is also lehishtate for him. Chamishuch meyer shabes is mutar lehishtate for him. What are the other two opinions? Reb Meir says, Lo yishtata fonim kol gufoi bein becham and bein betzayim. Even to take a cold shower on Shabbos is not allowed. What shack? There is Abalanim on a cold shower. On a cold shower, what malacha did he do? So they, Rav Meir holds that they were so concerned about the Balonim, they wanted to put them out of business legamre on Shabbos. If they're going to let them, if they'll allow their bathhouse attendants to let customers in to take a cold bath or a cold shower, then they're going to do a hot shower. So you can't trust them at all. So Imam Ishiyah says everything. We don't pass like Reb Meir. We don't pass. And the Gemara says, Halacha k'Reb Meir. What does the Gemara say? Halacha k'Reb Meir b'gzeiro itself. It should have been a gzeiro anyway. Should have been, but we don't. The Tosfos says we don't pass. The Gemara says we don't pass like Reb Meir over here. We don't pass like Reb Meir. Lo yishtatavonim kol gufa b'mecham b'mecham. We don't pass like Reb Meir. The Mordechai quotes that the minig of the Bali Atesis was to be choshish for Reb Meir's opinion, even though it's clear that the halacha is not so. The halacha in our Gemara should either be like Reb Yudah, because halacha k'divrei hamachria, Reb Meir is machman everything, Reb Yudah is mekel, Reb Shimon is mata everything, and Reb Yudah makes a compromise. So Reb Yudah makes a compromise, so it's 2-1 on Chamin and 2-1 on Tzainin. You have Reb Meir, Reb Shimon are opposites from each other. Reb Yudah says, sometimes I agree with Reb Meir lahachmir, sometimes I agree with Reb Shimon lahakil. So when Reb Yudah agrees with Reb Meir, it's 2-1 against Reb Shimon. When Reb Yudah agrees with Reb Shimon, it's 2-1 against Reb Meir. So that's what Rashi explains. That's why there is, the more quotes Reb Yechanan says, halachi k'divrei hamachria. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says, halachi k'divrei machriya, because whenever you have a machlekes and the third tana is machriya, so it comes out that it's 2-1. There are different kinds of machriya. This is halachi k'divrei machriya. You have a machlekes, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon. Reb Meir recognizes that there may have been a difference between not allowing the bathhouse attendants to let people take a hot bath as opposed to a cold shower. He recognizes the difference, but he says, I hold it does make a difference. He recognizes there could have been a distinction, and he holds you make a gzeir on both. And Reb Shimon mater on both. He also recognizes that there should have been a mokum l'chalik, and he's mater on everything. Reb Yudah thinks that distinction that both of the other Tanaim, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon recognized, but they disregarded it, so he holds that is crucial. So that's the long Tosfos on Mem Amud Aleph. Tosfos says, Achroas, Tosfos quotes a Gemara, M'sochem Dav Chof Aleph. But the Gemara says there, Halacha k'divrei machriya doesn't apply. Ein hachroa shlishis machras. If you have a third tana, it's machriya between two earlier tanaim. And he says, sometimes I agree with Beis Shammai, sometimes I agree with Beis Hillel. So that's not a valid, the haklal, the rule of Rabbi Yochanan. Halacha k'divrei machriya doesn't apply in such case. Why? That's what every machriya is. A day of shlishis? What do you mean, hachroa shlishis? Ein hachroa shlishis machras. When you have a third tana, makes a compromise between the first two tanaim. He says, I agree half of the time with this tana, half of the time with that tana. That's not going to be halach d'merachet. That's what every halach. That's what every machriya is. It makes it 2-1 on both halves of the psak of the machriya. Makes it 2-1. Why does it say halacha hachroa ein hachroa shlishis machras? So Tosfos says two pshatim. No, one pshat is hachroa shlishis doesn't count. If the third Tana makes a compromise that the first two Tanoim never dreamt of, they never even mentioned, they never recognized that it should make a difference whatsoever, he comes up with a new Ein Sof. It depends whether it's daytime or nighttime. It depends whether it's weekdays or Shabbos. What's the difference? What does he come up from left field with a new Chiluk that no one ever mentioned? Here in our Gemara, Reb Meir mentions, I hope it does make a difference, Bein Mecham and Bein Mitzaynin. I make Exeir all the way. But the fact that Reb Meir mentions Bein Mecham and Bein Mitzaynin indicates that he knows that there should have been, he knows that there's room to distinguish between the Gzeiras HaBalon and Bechamin and Bitzayin, and there shouldn't be a Gzeiras HaBalon. How far do you have to go with the gzer? Reb Shimon matter on both. He heard from Rav Meir that there's room to distinguish, and he doesn't distinguish, but in the opposite direction. He holds that everything is mutter. Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah takes that distinction that both Tanoim recognize that there might have been a distinction, but they don't hold from that distinction. The Yudah holds halacha that there is a distinction, but over there, in Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph, neither Beishamai nor Beishilol mentioned that there should be a distinction at all between the various cases. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi comes up and he says, "Chilek tim ba bayis and ba soda. Daytime and nighttime. Well, why should it make a difference ba bayis and ba soda? Neither of the earlier Tanoim mentioned such a difference. So if it's a new hakroa from all the way from left field that none of the earlier Tanoim mentioned, so then you don't say, well, he outvoted. It's 2-1 on one issue and 2-1 on the other issue. No, it's a totally different shita. He's not making a hakroa within the shita. That's the first pshat that Tosfos gives. En hakroa shlishis machras." Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph means if the third Tana comes up with a distinction that the earlier Tanoim who had the original Machloikis never mentioned at all, then at the end of the Tosfos has Rabbi Nachman Pirush and Achrash Machras. If the Achrash is made by somebody in the third generation, you have a Machloikis Bisham and Bisil, they were in the early generation, then you have all of a sudden a Tana, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, where did he come from? He came two generations later. Even if he would have come one generation later, if he's not in the same generation as those that have the machlekes, then the Gemara says, "Ein achras talmid machria." That's how the Gemara has on the last line on Lamed Tes on the base. The Gemara alludes to a Gemara Daf Chof. Our Gemara refers back to a Gemara that's on Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph. Gemara Chof Tes Amud Aleph is quoting a Mishnah in Mishnayis Kelim. So they're talking about something that used to be a beged and it was mekabel tuma, and then it got torn and it's pachas misholosh al sholosh. It's too small now that it should be mekabel tuma. So now there's a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. In a certain case, is it mekabel tuma? Machlekes Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua comes their student, Rabbi Akiva, who's a later generation, and he makes a hachro between the two. So Rabbi Yechanan says on the bottom of Lamed Tes Amud Beis, even though this is my policy, I hold. And doesn't apply. Why? Number one, Chodesh Rebbe Kiva Talmud. If he's a later generation, then you don't apply Halachik Devi Hamachriya. So that's what the Rabbeinu Hananel reads in the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph. The Gemara says the Hachra Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi in the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisilol. That not only is he the next generation, he's two generations after Bisham and Bisil. Here, Rabbi Kiva is the next generation. Rabbi Kiva was a student of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, student of both. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef was two generations after. So that's what Tosfos says in the last five lines of the Tosfos. Rabbi Nachman Pirush, Ein Achras Shlishis Machras, and Achras Dor Shlishi, Kamar Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef, Dor Shlishi. Lav Dapke Dor Shlishi, Uad Dinami Dor Sheni. It's the same as over here. Rabbi Kiva was not a Dor Shlishi after Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. He's the Dor Sheni. So that's the first reason that Rabbi Yechanan gave. Why we're not going to say halacha kedivrei hamachriya by Rabbi Akiva in that Mishnah in Kelim, because he's a Talmud, and that's hachras haTalmud doesn't count. Then he gives another reason, because Rabbi Akiva backed out from his shita. Right? Rabbi Akiva got Rabbi Shita. He backed out, so there is no Deo Shlishis. So he left with the original machlokes. The Tosfos is giving this whole arichas of the pshat halacha kidivrei hamachriya the same as Rashi. Whenever you have two tanoim, two amaroim, kolmachim shat motzi shnayim chalukim, and then at the third tana from the same generation, third tana, not from a talmud of theirs or a talmud of a talmud from the same generation, third tana makes a compromise. So when it makes the compromise, it makes it that it's 2-1 on that case, 2-1 on that case. So we're always going to pass them like the rabbim. So halacha kidivrei hamachriya. So the Tosfos says that's correct. That's what to discuss. In our case, what you're talking about, to take a shower, b'chamen, b'tzoinen. So Rav Meir says everything is awesome. Rav Shimon says everything is mutter. Rav Yudah makes a compromise in the middle. Kulei matlonius. When is it considered a kli and it's mekabel tumah? When is it not? Okay. Cases like that. The same case in Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph. Machlokes b'sham and b'sil. And then comes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosef makes a compromise. But you have in Brochus, Daf Mem Gimel, Tosfos quotes, a little below the half point of the Tosfos. In Brochus, Daf Mem Gimel, there is a machlokes between Bishamah and Bishilo. whenever you're interested in reciting two brachas, so you should always say the more important bracha first. What if the two brachas are approximately equal? So which one should you say first? So there's a machlekes in Pesach Mesillah, whether Mevarach al Hashem, Mevarach al Hodas, Mevarach al Hodas, Mevarach al Hashem. Sure? So Rabbi Shammai said one way, Bissil says the other way. Am Rabbi Gamliel, Ani Achriya. Ani Achriya does mean I'm going to make a compromise between Bishama and Bissil, that sometimes Bishama is right, sometimes Bissil is right. Ani Achriya, I think that, who is he going to say? He holds like Bishama. He says, I think that Bishama is more correct. So that's not called Halachi Debe Machriya. That has not. Halachi Debe Machriya is when the third one makes a compromise, and it comes out that in one half of the compromise it's 2-1 in that direction, the other half is 2-1 in the other direction. So then Rabbi Yechanan says Halachi Debe Machriya. But over there, that has nothing to do with Halachi Debe Machriya. So Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam said Anad Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan says Anad Gemara Halachi Debe Machriya. The Rabbeinu Tam understood that statement of Rabbi Yechanan in Brachas Daf Mem Gimel is identical with Rabbi Yechanan's statement here, Halachik Divya Machriya. So Tosfos says that's ridiculous. That has nothing to do, that Halachik Divya Machriya over there just means I hold like Rabbi Gamliel. I hold like Rabbi Gamliel, who said he holds like Beis Shammai. But that's not based on the klal of Halachik Divya Machriya, that it's 2-1 in this case, 2-1 in that case. No, he just said all the way, Halachik Beis Shammai. He didn't make any compromise between Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai. Rabbi Natam is very strange. The statement Rabbi Yochanan made in Brochas Daf Mem Gimel is the same statement that he makes over here and in Pesachim Daf Chaf Aleph, all the cases are all together. So Tosfos says, "V'lo nihira," it doesn't make any sense. It has nothing to do with our topic of making a compromise. So Nachamal, on this three-way machlekes that's quoted in the Tosefta, about taking a hot shower, Cham Shuchma Meyer Shabbos, or taking a cold shower on Shabbos, so there are two approaches how to paskin l'halacha. You can either say halacha k'divrei hamachriya, that Yud is the one who makes the hakra, or you can say halacha k'stam mishnah. So that's the question, which of the two, both klalei hapsak, were formulated by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says halacha k'stam mishnah. He usually says like that, halacha k'stam mishnah. And he also says halacha k'divrei hamachriya. So that's a question, that's what the Gemara and the Tosfos raised the issue. When you have a contradiction between the two klolim, which one takes precedence? But the Pashta says that for sure, if the halachic is Tam Mishnah, the Tam Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. If you say halachic is Divya Machriya, the din is like Reb Yudah. But for sure, Reb Meir is out of the running. For sure, we shouldn't pass him like Reb Meir. So nonetheless, that's what the Mordechai quotes, that the minig of the Baal Yatosis was not to take a cold shower on Shabbos. But that this Reb Meir was outvoted. What was the chumrah? To be choshish for an opinion that wasn't accepted, very difficult chumrah. We find a lot of times in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch there's a concept, amachmet tov ala brachas, to be machmet to satisfy a certain opinion, even though it's not accepted l'halacha. So that's what we mentioned. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein writes in a sefer, and that's how the Pesachim Tshuva quotes from the Acharonim also. Pesachim Tshuva quotes it from the Shiva Tzion, a Tshuva by the Nadi Yehuda's son. He says the only time you say that there's an inyan, there's a midas chasidus to be choshish for an opinion that's not accepted, that's only in the case where loy amdu l'minyan. But if they were all sitting together and they outvoted, the majority outvoted the minority. Bishama and Basil were together. They were out, Bishama were usually outvoted. Or on some occasions, Basil were outvoted. Whenever Om de Laminion, then the Gemara says that Bishama and Bimokam Basil lain a Mishnah. So the Achrenim says, Lav Dafke Bishama and Bimokam, that's in Brochus, on Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara says that we totally ignore Shita's Bishama. Why? So the Achrenim says, not because something specific against Bishama, because the Om de Laminion and the Bishama were outvoted. Who had the Nami over here? The Pashtus is all these Tanoim were together, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, Rav Yudah. They were all in the same generation. And Rav Meir was outvoted, sure. So Gamarno. So once he was Omdu Dominion and his opinion was Nitre, so the Pashtus says that it doesn't constitute any Midas Chasidus to be Choshish, Rav Meir Shita. So that's why it's problematic, this meaning. The Magen Avraham quotes this from the Mordechai, quotes it from the Baalei HaTosfos, that their practice was to be machmer like Reb Meir, not to take a cold shower, even not to take a cold shower on Shabbos. So in more recent years, about 100 years ago or so, the Achrenim in Eastern Europe wrote that if a person is really all perspired and he's very, it's very annoying not to take a shower, so then we would be mekel on this minig. The minig of the Mordechai to be choshish for Rameir's opinion, to be etzi de shitas Rameir, not to bathe even in cold water, so that that we would be mekel on that. If a person is really, today people are more used to taking showers than in the days of the Bali HaTosis.
In the pool, when he's discussing how many hours you have to wait between Bas and Chalav, and he's saying that you can meet within the zone, go right away, and he says that everybody's doing 6 hours, so they must pass it like the Rabbanan instead of. But we see that the Minhag was 6 hours there, so if the Minhag in a place before the ruling was set was X and X, Y way, the Kamra, shouldn't be that they should be consistent with the Qumra, like Shulchan Aruch says, and Hatama, and Ma'arit says, within Tamar, that you, if the Minhag is going like this Shita, even if the Shita, there was this top over here, but the Minhag is this way, then you should go with the Minhag.
I mean, why does Taisus seem to reject the Minhag? If the Minhag was Lahachma, why did they reject the Minhag? They say it's a Minhag tourist. I don't know. Sometimes we say minig is a minig tos. Look, the Talmid HaChacham in every generation have to determine whether the minhagim that the balabatim start on their own are acceptable and are not acceptable. A minig, the Taisus on the first Mishnah in Bava Basra points out that based on Menalas, the Rabbi Natan proves from the first Mishnah in Bava Basra that sometimes there are minhagim that are not binding. A minig shtus is not binding. It says in the Mishnah, Hakol kaminig hamdina. And nonetheless, the Mishnah tells you the thickness that the walls have to have. So the Tosafot says, so why does it bother to tell you, if you're making Gvil Kosses, Grisim, Mabainen, why does the Mishnah bother to tell you how thick the wall has to be if it ends up Hakol Kmini Gabdina? So the Rabbein Tam answers, from the Mishnah you see that there are some in Hog Yabdina that you're not allowed to follow. If they have Gvil Kosses, Grisim, Mabainen, thicker than what the Mishnah says, that's a shtus and you don't have to waste your money to build it so wide. Not Mechuyev to spend so much money. So every so often the Balei HaTosis would declare that a certain minig is a minig shtus. That's the question. So how do you determine? What are the rules and regulations to determine whether a minig is a minig shtus? If it's clearly against halacha, then it's a minig shtus. So that's the question over here. So that's a good question. It's a good question. How do you determine whether the minig is a minig shtus or not? If that opinion was outvoted, sure. What do you mean they wake up again with that minig? All of a sudden, Chozim in here again. The Gemara has in the end of Tainis, the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim, when does one start to observe Avelis over the Churban Beis HaMikdash? So one Tana says only Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av, and one Tana says starting from Rosh Chodesh Av. And then the Gemara has a Machlokes, is it the whole month of Av? Is it the whole Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av? Or you say only up until Tisha B'Av? So the fourth possibility is the whole Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av before and after Tisha B'Av, the whole month of Av before and after Tisha B'Av, or only Shavuot Shechal by up until Tisha B'Av, only Chodesh Av from Rosh Chodesh till. So the Gemara says both lahak. The Maskanas of Gemara is both lahak. Only Shavuot Shechal by Tisha B'Av and only up until Tisha B'Av. And nonetheless, the minig developed by the Ashkenazim that they're machmen all kinds of things from Rosh Chodesh Av. So that's a problem. How can you have a minig against what the Gemara says that opinion was rejected? The Gemara says, I'm the dominion, they voted, and the Gemara came to the Maskana that opinion is rejected. So why did we all of a sudden reinstitute such a minig? That's the same shaila as over here. I don't know. It's a good question. When did the Rabbanim have to follow the policy? We once discussed it in Shulchan Aruch. There is a... once discussed about Girl of the Deutsche. A kohen, there's a machlokes, but a kohen is forbidden to come in contact with a goel v'dovek. A kohen is not allowed to come in contact with a meis, and a goel v'dovek is metame like a meis. So is a kohen forbidden to come in contact with a goel v'dovek or not? So that's a machlokes that being a tam and the other balei atosis. So there's a brisa maseches mochas that says kol tumah shein anozem megaleach aleha en a kohen muzer aleha. And the Rabbi Natam says that brisa is mishabeshta. That's incorrect. This Maseches Mocha is not reliable. It's written by the Gaonim. We can't take it seriously. It's a mistake. He has a raya that this is wrong. So on Shulchan Aruch they quote this Machlokes. So they say, Nikra Din, basically we paskin like the Maseches Machas, that two Mashena Nazar Megalech Aleha and Akoin Muzulai. The Koin is permitted to come in contact. So that's why Gerla B'Doifik is Mutter. However, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that Seif Tum Alotreis, the Koinim Amachmeran. So the Trumas Adeshin, the Ramo quotes it from the Trumas Adeshin. And Trumas Adeshin asks, but it's exactly the same issue. In the Seif Tum Alotreis, you have Tumas Mace, but you don't have actually the Mace. Not in the room with the Mace itself. So that's exactly the Machloikis HaRishanim, whether a Koin is forbidden to come in contact only with Mace, Atzma Shal Mace, the way the Ramo calls it, Atzma Shal Mace, the actual mace itself, or he's prohibited to come in contact with Tumas mace, even though the mace is not there. So how come we pass in a contradiction over here? We pass in Gerla B'Doifik is Mutter, and Seif Tum Alotreis is Osir. Either they're both Mutter, they're both Osir. So the Ramo quotes from the Trumas Adeshin, really both are Mutter, but the minig always was that the Kohenim would be medacting not to come in contact with the Seif Tum Alotreis. So they say, Kedei Shalom L'Shaberes HaMinig, in order not to break the minig. That's how they translate it into Hebrew. Kedei Shalom L'Shaberes HaMinig, in order not to break the minig. So they left it like this. What do you mean they left it like that? They should have said it's a minig shtus. I don't know. That's a good question. When do you, if you see the balabatim, if the balabatim have a minig lahakel, that's for sure, against the din, that's a minig shtus. The shad balabatim have a minig lahakmir, against the din. And the Gemara says beferish, the din is lahakel. Like over here, and like the 9 days, and like Seif Tum Alotreis. Always give paskin lahakel. So the balabatim have a minig lahakmir. So when do we insist we're going to do away with this minig lahachmer? And when do we say no? Let them continue their minig. They want to be choshish for that opinion. Let them continue the minig. It's a very good question. I don't know. So Nachamal, so what did the Gemara make a distinction between a bath and a shower here? We just started. To take a bath on Shabbos is forbidden mid the Rabbanon, whether it's chamish uchma, be Shabbos, chamish uchma, meyar Shabbos. But to take a shower on Shabbos, there we distinguish that if it's common, if it's common shuchmu, the Mishnah distinguishes. The Mishnah distinguishes because the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Mater. Reb Shimon says it's permissible to take a shower with a hot water or cold water. So Reb Shimon is talking about hot water or cold water. The hot water was chamis shuchmu meyerev Shabbos. But if it would have been hot water, chamish uchma b'Shabbos, that's the Mishnah goes like Reb Shimon. Then, of course, it would be Yosa. What do you mean chamish uchma b'Shabbos? Means that a Jew lit the fire on Shabbos. So that you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to take a bath. That you're not allowed to take a shower. Chamish uchma b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to get on. Chamish uchma b'Yer Shabbos, Reb Shimon Mata. So again, so here's the discussion in the Gemara: which opinion should we pasken like? Should we apply Reb Yochanan's rule halacha kedivrei hamachriya? And Reb Yudah makes the compromise that halacha should be like Reb Yudah. It should be say halacha ki stam mishnah, and the stam mishnah is like Reb Shimon. So that's an asik in the Gemara. Here, what does the top taisa say? Mem amar aleph. The simple reading of the Gemara seems to imply that halacha ki stam mishnah, that rule takes precedence over the rule of halacha ki divrei hamachriya. You only say halacha ki divrei hamachriya if you don't have a stam mishnah. But here we have a Stam Mishnah, so the Gemara seems to assume that Halachik Stam Mishnah takes precedence. That's the second half of the top test. Over here we wouldn't say Halachik Divrei Machriya, because Halachik Stam Mishnah is a stronger cloud than Halachik Divrei Machriya. Yeah, yesterday we raised the problem within Beis Shammai. The Shammai say you're only permitted to do a malacha and yontif for the purpose of oichal nefesh. They don't consider all hanoas haguf as oichal nefesh, only food, nor do they consider tzarach hayom ktsas a heter. Tzarach hayom ktsas is the heter that's known as mitoch. Mitoch shehutra malacha pratis l'tzarach hachal nefesh, but you're not me shalot tzarach hachal nefesh as long as it's tzarach hayom ktsas. The Bishamai reject both. They reject mitoch, says Beferish in the Mishnah and Beitza, they reject mitoch. They only allow you to do a malach v'ruch nefesh, and they also reject the svara that some Rishonim interpret in Beisila, that all hanuas haguf are labeled as ruch nefesh. They clearly don't hold from that. So we don't understand the Mishnah. Mishamai say, lo yechem arim chama l'raglov, elam kein ruim l'shtia. You're not allowed to heat up water to bathe your feet on yontif unless the water is roi l'shtia. Beisila matir, we had the two pshatim yesterday. The long Rashbam Beit Sadaf Kafal gave the two interpretations. Whether Beisil Matirim is Beisil L'shitasam who hold that mitoich, since you're permitted to cook up water for the purpose of drinking the water, therefore you're permitted to cook up water for other purposes as well, namely to bathe your feet. Or should I say, no, there, here it's better than mitoich. Here it's considered mamash orchal nefesh. All hanos aguf is considered orchal nefesh. So that's what we mentioned yesterday. The Rashba has two pshatim on this and Beit Sadaf. But leave out the Beisilo. Beisham, I say, you're not allowed to heat up water to wash your feet unless the water is roi l'shtia. What does it help if the water is roi l'shtia? But Lamai said that's not what he has in mind. If he has in mind that he wants to wash his feet with the water, so there's no heter. So what does it help that the water is roi l'shtia? So Taisa suggests maybe you should say hoil. Mitoch and hoil are two different things. Mitoch is a machlekes b'shamay b'shilu in the Mishnayos in Beitza, in the first perek in Beitza. The b'shilu says mitoch shuutra havara, mitoch shuutra hoitza, mitoch shuutra shchita. The tzarach ochon nefesh shutanami shalot the tzarach ochon nefesh, provided that it's a tzarach hayom ktsas. And b'shamay deny the din of mitoch. Mitoch means is it only mutter to do a malacha for the purpose of ochon nefesh? Is it even mutter for tzarach hayom ktsas? So b'shilu say any malacha. There are some malachas that are never mutter l'tzarach ochal nefesh, kosev. You never have kosev for the purpose of ochal nefesh. You're not allowed to do kosev l'tzarach hayom ktsas either. But any one of the malachas, hoitzor, havara, bishul, shochet, the four malachas are so, a couple of more, not too many more malachas. Any malacha that can sometimes be mutter because of ochal nefesh, then it's also mutter for any other tzarach hayom ktsas. That's the din amitoh. Then hoil is a machlokes. Not a machlokes hatanoim, but it's a machlokes rabba v'rav chizda in Pesachim and daf mem zayin. Hoil means like this: oifem yontif l'chol. A person is cooking on yontif, planning to eat the food after yontif is over. Either he plans to eat the food on chalamay, he plans to eat the food after yontif is all over. So that's a machlokes rabba v'rav chizda. If he would cook the food on yontif, intending to eat all the food up on yontif, but to give it to guests on yontif, that would be outright orchal nefesh. He cooks food on Yontif. His intention is not to eat any of the food on Yontif. He plans to put it all away in the freezer and serve it for the Shabbat brachas that he's having in 3 weeks. Not going to eat any of the food on Yontif today. So Rabbi is of the opinion that Oichal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Since he's cooking food on Yontif, and theoretically there are enough Jews in the city, you're not allowed to cook for Nochrin. New York City is a big city, a lot of Jews. A couple of million Jews live in New York City. So I could give all of this food that I cooked for Holami. I'm cooking for Shabbat brachas on Yontif. So theoretically I could have taken all the food and fed it to all the Jews who live in New York City today on Yontif. So Rabbi is of the opinion that Ochal Nefesh is lamala v'lamored what the kabbalas ha'gavra is. Ochal Nefesh sets itself up automatically. Whenever the situation is such that it's roi to serve as an Ochal Nefesh, if guests would come, he would be able to feed the guests all of the ton of food that he cooked today on Yontif. Ashtanami Chazle, it's called Ochal Nefesh on Yontif, even though he clearly didn't have that in mind at all. He clearly had in mind to serve this food at the Shabbat Brachah, he's going to put it in a freezer, serve it in the Shabbat Brachah 3 weeks from now. So that's Rabbi's opinion. Rav Chizda says there is no such thing. In order to be called Ochal Nefesh, you have to have Kavanas HaGavra. The one who's doing the cooking has to have in mind that the food is going to be cooked today, it's going to be eaten up today by Israel. So this Machlekes, whether you say Hoyle or not, this Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda. Machlekes between Misham and Bisil and the Mishnais and the first Perek and Beis is where they say Mitoch. Tosis over here at this writes. Tosis writes the Tosis Elam came roi l'shtia. So they say Nira, what does it help if the water is roi l'shtia? The fellow is cooking up water in order to bathe Panav Yoda Viraglov on Yontif. So Bisil say that's permissible. You're permitted to cook water on Yontif for the purpose of bathing in front of Yad HaVeraglav, and Beishami say you're not allowed to. So Beishami say you're not allowed to unless the water is roi l'shtia. Why does it help if it's roi l'shtia? Means since you cook the water and it's roi l'shtia, so theoretically the case sets itself up as one of Ochal Nefesh, even though that's not at all what you have in mind. You don't plan to drink any of the water. So Beishami say if the water is roi l'shtia, then you say hoyel, that the kabbanas agavra is not necessary. The case sets itself up as one of Ochal Nefesh. Tosfos says that's not the pshat. Nir liri, and the little Tosfos alone came away with shtiyah. Nir liri, the davke shemachai mosim tzarch shtiyah. He has to have in mind that he's going to drink some of the water, but he's cooking such a big kettle of water, such a big samovar, so it's marbe b'shiurim. So a little bit of the water he plans to drink, and the rest of the water is going to use to wash part of the other beraglav. But if his whole intention, if his sole intention is to wash Pani or the Braglav, doesn't plan to drink any of the water, even though the water theoretically could have been used for drinking purposes, Bishamai will not be master. Why not? Maybe Bishamai believe in Hoyle. Maybe Bishamai hold from the din of Hoyle. That Ruchal Nefesh sets itself up automatically, there's no need for Kabbalah Sagavar. So Tess says, no, it can't be. So Haleis Lehu Mitoch, because Bishamai don't believe in Mitoch. Rabbi Kevegi rests on the bottom, but what has it got to do with Hoyle? Here they're talking about, they're not talking about mitach, they're talking about hoyo. Mitach means if I'm doing one of the malachas that's muta for the purpose of ochal nefesh, hoitso, bishul, havare, shochet, the normal malachas that you normally do for the purpose of ochal nefesh. Lisha, a malacha that you normally do for ochal nefesh, are you permitted to do lisha, are you permitted to do all of these malachas for a tzarech hayom tzas? So the Bishul will say it's permissible, Bishamai say not. But here we're not talking. Here Taisus is talking, if the water is royal ishtiyah, if the water is royal ishtiyah, so theoretically could it be used for drinking purposes, so therefore even though that's not what you have in mind, Taisus is suggesting, they say that's not the correct pshat. The Shammai say it's not enough that the water is royal ishtiyah, it has to be that Shemecham Ha'osim L'Tarach Ha'ashtiyah and Izmarbe B'Shiura. And Marbe B'Shiura is Mutter. Kiri Omar, as they quote from Perek Hador, in Erev and Daf Samaches, it says in the Gemara that Marbe B'Shiura is Mutter. Yeah. So, Taisus says it cannot be that he's only cooking the water for the purpose of washing his feet, because Beishamai don't believe in mitoch. Yeah, but here Rabbi Kevega says we're not talking about mitoch. They're talking about hoyel. He's cooking water that's royal ishtiyah. So theoretically, that water could have been used for drinking purposes. So if you believe in hoyel, then the case sets itself up as one of Ochal Nefesh, despite the fact there was no at all. There was not at all any kavanas agavra. Kavanas agavra is for the purpose of using it to bathe the feet, not for the purpose of drinking it. So that's the topic of hoyle. So what does Taisus mix in the topic of mitoch, that Bishamai don't believe in, Bishamai don't hold for mitoch? That's the wrong statement. They should have said Bishamai don't believe in hoyle. So Rabbi Kevega quotes the Rashba, Risi b'Rashba shehosif, the Chiddush of Rashba and Adaf adds on one line to the Taisus, the second line in the Gilyan Ashas. He writes, V'risi the Rashba Shahosiv, Rashba adds on the following line, Amanda leis lemitoich, leis lehoil. If Beishamai don't believe in mitoich, the Memele follows they can't hold from hoil. You can only subscribe to Rabba's principle of hoil, that's Himsoch and Daf and Mazayin, hoif and miyont of lechol. Whether the case sets itself up as an Ochal Nefesh case automatically, or do you need Kavanas Agavra, you have to have in mind to eat it today, you have to have in mind to eat the food today. So Rabba's opinion that Hoyal B'Mikla Ochim Chazilei Hashtanami Chazilei, since theoretically if guests would come, he would have been able to eat everything up today, so even though the guests didn't come, the case sets itself up automatically as one of Ochal Nefesh. So the Rashba adds on a line to the Taisus, Bishamai can't believe in Rabba's din. The whole machlech is Rabbi Rachizda, whether you hold from Hoyle, that's within Bethilo, who hold from Mitoch. But if you don't believe in Mitoch, you can't begin to discuss whether you say Hoyle. So Rabbi Kevega says, why not? They have absolutely nothing to do with each other. Besides there, this idea that the Taisus and the Rashba are assuming is Nister is contradicted, Mipirchas HaGemar B'Psochem Dafnem Zayin on the base. He says, look in the Taisus over there. The Tzarech Yimgot, he says he gave a drasha on this. Got midrashas twice a year. Rabbi Kevega used to give big knockout drushes on Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuva, and he wrote some of them up in the Drush V'Chidush. He has long pilpulim, and some of them were written up by Rabbi Shlomo Eger, by his son. All the big pilpulim. So he says he has a whole pilpul on this topic. But the Pashtus is, he quotes a Gemara Misachim that is just not so, that the two are not interconnected. The Machlekes Rabbi Rav Chizda, whether you say Hoil, is Dein Lebe Shammai Bein Lebe Silch. It shouldn't be totally zebizet. Bishamai bisul have a machlokes and beit zedaf yid beis. What do you say? Mitoich. Do you have only one heter of Ochal Nefesh, or do you have an additional heter of tzarech hayom tzas? And Rabbi Rav Chizda have an unrelated machlokes, not like Taisus and the Rashba seem to imply the machlokes. Rabbi Rav Chizda is only within beis zil. If you subscribe to mitoich, do you also go so far as to say hoy? So Rabbi Kevega Tainus, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish that the two unrelated topics. You can hold however you want that Bishamai Bisil, hold however you want that Rabbi Rav Chizda. Two are not connected. Anyway, but that's what Tosis presents. The Tosis is bothered with this kasha. Let's say you can say it differently from the way Tosis does. How can you have a machlekes presented like this? How can you have a machlekes rabbi v'rav chizda whether one believes in hoyel or not? It's a b'feirish in Mishnah that does say hoyel. Rishamai say you're not allowed to heat up water to wash pan of yadav raglav unless the water is royal ishtiyah. So it's a b'feirish in Mishnah that says hoyel. And then it's a machlekes in the Gemara, machlekes in the Rishayim, whether you pass in hoyel, whether you pass like rabbi, you pass like rav chizda, whether you hold from hoyel or not. So Tosis should have asked that kasha. Tosis worded the kasha a little awkward. Tosis worded it, Beishamai, the Beferish can't hold from Hoyl. So Rabbi Kibega times, why not? It's unrelated to Beishamai's Hill. Tosis should have worded the kasha differently. How can there be a machlekes hamaroyim, Rabbi v'Rav Chizdim, Sochim daf mem zayin? Whether there is a din of Hoyl, not a din of Hoyl, it's an often a mishnah in Beitza. Beishamai say, you're not allowed to cook water, l'ragla v'alem kein ruin l'shtiyah. If it's roi l'shtiyah, then you may cook l'ragla. So you see from the Mishnah that there's a din of hoyl. So to that kasha, Tosis answers, the nira l'ri. So the re answers, no, not royal ishtiyah. He plans to drink part of their water. Nira l'ri the dach shimcha mosin tzachshti is going to drink part of the water. If he's going to drink the water, so what water is he going to use to wash pan yod of ragla? The leftover water. That's the halacha marbi b'shurim. How do you know marbi b'shurim is mutter? So the Torah says, "Enough in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Samaches." Erev in Daf Samaches. Rabbi Kivegi says he doesn't know why they have to quote Erev in Daf Samaches. Erev in Daf Samaches is talking about Shabbos, not talking about Yontif. Erev in Daf Samaches is talking there was a baby boy was born on Shabbos, and the bris was scheduled for the next Shabbos. Amila Bismana is Becha Shabbos. That was Amila Bismana. So what happened was that they, in the days of the Gemara, they had to bathe the baby with warm water before the bris. And after the bris to prevent infection, to make sure that everything is okay. So they spilled the water before the bris. So how do they proceed? So you know. So according to the Tana, Reb Lezer says, Machshirim ilah derech Shabbos. You're allowed to manufacture a knife, so you're allowed to cook water in order to bathe the baby, in order to do all the preparations in advance. But we don't pass like Reb Lezer. That's Reb Lezer the Mila. The first daf in Kuf, first mission in Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph is the beginning of the 19th paragraph of Reb Lezer the Mila. So according to Rabbi Lezer, he permitted to do all the hachonis in advance. That's called machshirei milo. We pasken machshirei milo. She'ef shalasus mibod yom. It's not derech Shabbos. You're not allowed to cook the water. So what do you do over here? So the Gemara says, he got an eitzah. Nishai leila ime. We'll ask the mother whether she needs any hot water. What is it going to help you ask the mother? The mother's the yoledes. She just had a baby last Shabbos. Yoledes, the first couple of days, is considered like with respect to certain needs that she has. Let's say the mother just had a baby, so she says, oh, I have to watch television today on Shabbos because I'm a chayla mesuka. What is watching television going to help her? So you're not allowed to turn on the television for the woman. But if she says, I feel all sticky, I want you to wash me off with warm water, because she's so annoyed, so that she may develop an infection. So you have to wash her off with warm water. So the Gemara says, yes, the mother, whether she needs any hot water, and if she needs hot water, then we're permitted to ask a goy to cook the water. Nishayli le'ime, she doesn't even have to be. Amir, the Gemara says on Kuf Kof Tes, Amir le'nachri is muta v'chayla she'en b'sakon. The Yoledes has a din of a chayla she'yesh b'sakon of the first 3 days. And then the next 4 days, she has the status. The first week, she has the status. Till the end of the first week, she has the status of a chayla she'en b'sakon. Chayla she'en b'sakon, the Gemara says on Kuf Kof Tes Amin Aleph. Yidigmar says, Kuf Chav Tezman off the first wide line. Amri Nardoi. Chaya, a woman who just gave birth to a baby, so there's a din of 3 days, a din of 7 days, and a din of 30 days. So the first 3 days, she has a din of a Chodesh Eish B'Sakana. And then she may have the din of a Chodesh Eish B'Sakana. So for a Chodesh Eish B'Sakana, he permitted to ask a Nachri to do Malachis.
So what, really, why do, according to the Ramah, that a Tinoch also has a din of Chodesh Eish B'Sakana, so why do you have to, why do you need a Heter Agavim, eh?
Yeah.
Just came out there because of the kid.
If you won't do the bris milah, so he won't need any hot water. The hot water is only needed. Tzorchi atinoch are like it's chodesh emes hakon. If it's a tzora, the baby doesn't need a bris. The din requires the parents have to perform a bris. The father has to perform a bris on the baby. But that's the mitzvah requires that. If the baby's hungry and wants a drink of milk, so then it has the status of a chodesh emes hakon. He's going to start crying. So he permitted to ask a nachri to carry the milk in the Rishus Aram Daraisa. It's meant to ask enough to warm up the bottle. The baby doesn't want to take cold milk and he's crying now. He wants a drink of milk. So you can ask the Nachri to heat up the milk to violate an Issa Deraita. Because the Hamir Nachri is only a Shavuos. So the Tzarech HaTinuk, but this is not really a Tzarech HaTinuk, this is a Tzarech of the parents. The parents want to perform the Milah on Shabbos. The baby's okay, he doesn't need any bathing. He doesn't need hot water. He only needs a bath of hot water if you plan to do the bris on him. So the Gemara says, let's find out if the mother needs any hot water. If she needs it, then we're going to ask HaNachri to cook up the water, because the mother is at least a Chol HaShem V'Sakana. So once we'll have a heter to cook part of the water on behalf of the mother, because the mother is a Chola, then the Mela will be able to cook an extra amount of water, because Marbe B'Shurim is Muta. That's what Tosfos quotes from that Gemara. You see that once you have a heter to do a malacha, you don't have to be mitzamtim only to do it with the smallest amount of water. Once you have a heter to ask the Nachri to cook water, you can ask him to cook a whole samovar of water, and we'll drink the rest of the water. So that's what they say over here also. The Beis Shammai permit you to heat up water on Yontif if you plan to drink part of that water, and the extra amount is all going to be put on the kettle on the fire. It's not that you're going to put on one kettle of water for the purpose of drinking, then another kettle of water that's Roy Lishtia for the purpose of washing your feet. No, it's going to be all one big kettle of water put on Bevasachas. It's not Marbe B'Meloch, it's Marbe B'Shur. Just when he puts on the big kettle of water on the fire, going to have much more than you would need to drink. So they say, just like in the Gemara in Erevin, it says, Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter on Shabbos, so Adinami Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter on Yom. Whenever you have a heter on the basic amount, so the heter extends to the additional amount as well. So that's Rabbi Kivegi writes, he doesn't understand why the Taisa has to fly all the way to Erevin. What do they have to call to Erevin for? One could dingzach and say that in the case of Erevin, Rabbi Kivegi argues, in the case of Erevin, they were doing this in order to perform a bris milah on Shabbos. So the din is that milah bizman is decha Shabbos. So Rabbi Leizer's opinion is even makshir milah decha Shabbos. Rabbi Leizer holds you permitted stam to heat up water on Shabbos in order to enable you to perform the bris milah on Shabbos. We have not the paskin like Rabbi Leizer. We hold makshir milah not decha Shabbos because it's decha lasas modyam. So one can say, okay, makshir milah not decha Shabbos, that's if you're going to do a melacha deraisa. And maybe Amir Yakim is Mutter B'Mokam Achshire Mila. Maybe that's why it's Mutter over there. Maybe Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter because basically it's Mila is Decha Shabbos. So maybe Marbe B'Shurim B'Mokam Achshire Mila is Decha Shabbos. Give me a case where it says give me a source where it says that Marbe B'Shurim is Mutter even not L'Tzorach Mitzvahs Mila. So Rabbi Kibbega says it's an Ofen Gemara in Beitza. Koshali, the last Rebbe Kivega on the Yomer. Koshali, Lamai Hutzuchu L'Raya Zu. Why do they have to bring a Raya from the Gemara in Erevin, which is a Shvacha Raya? Dev Shele Tarach Milo Odif. Maybe the reason why it's Mutar over there, because Maka Mitzvah, because Milo Bizman is Dech HaShabbos. And Reb Lezer holds even the Machshiri Milo Dech HaShabbos. So we don't go so far like Reb Lezer. So maybe we'll make on the Machshiri Milo Shef Shalat Mal Yom. We'll make Amar B'Bishur. Maybe that far we'll make. Why do they have to? But so the Mela doesn't prove anything as far as heating up water on Yontif, intending to drink part of the water and to use the rest of the water to bathe your feet. What's the Maka Mitzvah? To bathe your feet. So that's not a good enough raya to prove the point. Rabbi Kivega says they should have brought a better raya. Hold ahead, Yisabi Brysa Rucha be Beitza. There's a Brysa, where's that on? Yudzayinim and Allah. There is a Brysa Masach of Beitza that says, Mamale Nachtam Chavis Mayim, Alpha Bishem Tzorch Elulakit and Echot. The Nachtam wants to bake something on Yontif. He wants to bake some cookies, wants to bake some challah on Yontif. And he has to pour in hot water into the flour. It's going to help it rise faster. If you pour in cold water, it takes longer. Pouring hot water is going to rise faster. So he wants to cook up some water. He wants to cook some water on Yontif in order to make cake or cookies today on Yontif. So the Braisa says once he's already permitted, he has a hetero echal nefesh to cook, put a kettle of water on top of the fire, even though he only needs a glass full of water. He doesn't need a quart full, he doesn't need a gallon full. Once he needs a glass of water, he's permitted to put a whole kettle of water, even though the extra amount of water, burning hot water, he's going to use for coffee tonight. He, the farish, has a mind not to use the extra amount. Even though it's clear, he only needs one cup of water today on Yontif. But he plans to use the rest of the burning hot water on Mitzvah Yontif, so that's permissible. And it's not a violation of doing a malacha on Yontif Litzorecho. No. Since he does Marbe Bishurim, he does a malacha to a large volume of water, and part of it he had a heter on, that's the heter Echal Nefesh, part of the water he needs in order to mix into the dough, in order to make it rise, so it's muta to be Marbe Bishurim on Yontif. So the Kvegan said it's a better rye than the rye that Tesla gave. Tesla gave our rye for making more. You can dig it up. Maybe Malacha Mitzvah's meal is shiny. Maybe it's a better heter over there because it's a Malacha Mitzvah, because meal itself is Decha Shabbos. How can you prove in that Gemara and Erevin the point that Tesis is driving it? They should have quoted a better Gemara, the Gemara in Beit Daf Yud Zayin, where it says, Mabib Bishurim is Mutar Nyon. But that's what Tesis reads in the Mishnah. When Beis Shammai say, Lo Yechem Arim Chamele Raglav, you're not about to heat up water on Yontif to wash pan of Yodav Raglav, because that's not Oichal Nefesh. They don't believe in Tzarech HaYom Ktzas, and they don't accept that all Hanoas HaGuf are Oichal Nefesh, only food. But they nonetheless, they say, Elam Ken Ruyim L'Shtiyah. If it's Roy L'Shtiyah, it's Mutter. So Tesis doesn't want to say Roy L'Shtiyah is Mutter because theoretically, Hoyel, because theoretically he could have used all the water for drinking purposes. No. They think that Beis Shammai can't accept Hoyel, because Beis Shammai don't believe in Mitoich. How can they believe in Hoyel? So Tesis says, if it's Roy L'Shtiyah and you plan to use part of it for Shtiyah, then the rest of the water is Marbi Bishurim. Marbi Bishurim is Mutter Anyon. That's Tesis Pshat. Okay, Beisilo Matirim, we don't pass like Beishama. We pass like Beisilo. What is Beisilo Matirim? You're permitted to cook water on Yontif for the purpose of washing pan of Yodav Raglav. For the purpose of washing pan of Yodav Raglav. So we said the Rashbon Beitz had the two pshatim. Why Beisilo Matirim? Is it because they hold the Shitasa Mitoich? On Daf Yud Beis and Aleph and Beitz, that's a Machlevi Beisham Beisil. Beisilo hold Mitoich. Since Melech's Bishul on water is Mutter for the purpose of Echal Nefesh, so it's Mutter also to any Tzarech HaYom Ktzas. And this is a Tzarech HaYom bathing upon the Yodav Raglav. Or perhaps not, perhaps it's better than Tzarech HaYom Ktzas. Perhaps this is called Echal Nefesh Mamish. All Hanuas HaGuf is called Echal Nefesh. That's the Rashbo had the Tupshot. So here the Tesis points out that the Bishul will only permit you to heat up water for the purpose of washing upon the Yodav Raglav. But to take a whole bath, that the Bishul did not allow you to do. Mashma dafke le raglo, al tzarko guf aloi, chay mashma bekula shmaitin. But no sugi is mashma like that, that you're not allowed to cook up water on yontif for the purpose of bathing kol aguf. So it doesn't understand why not. The tema. Mashna havar de rechitz na havar de zeh, the shorma de rice. Why shouldn't it be muta? Why? It would appear from the Gemara as if it's an isa de rice also. If it would have been just a psanisim in the Rabbanon to heat up water for the purpose of taking a bath, they don't understand why should they have made exera the Rabbanon. And even if you say, this is the Rabbanon okay, how can they say that you're not allowed to be nene if it's biyontif, kecham shuchma biyontif, basurim bishtiyam? They make a penalty, exera shema yivashal biyontif, the tzorach rechitzas kol aguf. To make a gzera, you don't want to make a gzera l'gzera. Once in a while you do make a gzera l'gzera, but normally you don't make a gzera l'gzera. So if you aser chamesh uchma b'yonta for a chitzas kol aguf, you aser to get anoya, because you're afraid lest someone will cook up the water on yonta for the purpose of bathing kol aguf. Sounds like cooking water on yonta for tzorach kol aguf is an isa deraisa. For only an isa derabonim. Why do they make a gzera l'gzera over here? So it's mashma that it's an isa deraisa. How could it possibly be an isa deraisa? If to cook water for rechitzas pani yodav raglav is mutam an atayra. Why should it be also to cook water for kol aguf? Tema maishna. V'yoyim arid b'shem rivah. They would have lost to figure out what's the answer. V'yoyim arid b'shem rivah. The rechitza ain ala the tainig v'yasur kama mugmar. Right. So they dug up a gemara in Ksubas. The gemara says, you're not allowed to, even though you're permitted to burn logs in order to cook food, in order to heat up water, on yontif, that's echal nefesh, on Shabbos, not allowed to, it's bishul. But on Yontif, it's Mutter. But the Gemara says in Ksubas, Dav Zayin Amin Aleph, in the days of the Tanaim, they had a practice, after the Birchas HaMazon, after the meal, someone would bring in a tray of coals, burning hot coals, and there would be Mechabit someone to throw on Besomim, incense, on the coals, and everybody would sit and inhale it. And whoever had the COVID, they had a group of people, and one was on it to say, Benshi Mizumin, So Hamas called the mitzvah Amr Lagmar, whoever bench mizum and has the first crack and saying the bracha bari min psamim, or whatever bracha you're going to say on the mugma, bari atzi psamim, to say the bracha on the mugma. That's what it says in the Gemara and bracha. So this practice of burning mugma, burning psamim on top of hot coals, is only permitted on the weekdays. On Shabbos, of course, you're not allowed to do it. It's havara, even though the coals are burning already, but to throw something else on the coal. The prohibition of havara on Shabbos doesn't make a difference whether you strike a match or the fire is burning, you throw in a piece of paper, you throw in some mugmer onto the fire. It's the same with Ochav Havar. It's not only us if you strike a match. On Yom Tov, the Mishnah draws a distinction between striking a match, that you're not allowed to moilet esh mechadash, but you're allowed to light a flame from an already existing flame. So Rov HaPoskim hold la'alocha that that's only a distinction with the Rabbanon. On the level of the Rais, it doesn't make a difference whether you're striking a match, or you throw something into the fire that's burning already, or you light one candle from another candle, or you strike a match to light the candle. On the level of the rice, it's the same thing. The Rabbanan, they made a chumra that even though it's mutter to do avar on yonder, we shouldn't be moilereish mechadish for some reason or another. The Taz and Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yonder, wants to make that that's an isa deraisa. That to strike a match on yonder is an isa deraisa, and the later poskim have not accepted that Taz's distinction. They say it's only with the Rabbanan. It's not an isa deraisa. Let's say if you ask a nochri to strike a match in order to light a candle in your home on yonder, it's dark in the house. If you got to set the clock and it darkened the house, so that would be considered a shvuz de shvuz. Because if you yourself would have lit the candle, would have only you yourself would have struck a match, it would only be an isa de rabbanus desk and nachri to do it is a shvuz de shvuz. And you, rather than sit in the dark, so that's a shvuz de shvuz for makom mitzvah to sit in the light to enjoy yom tov. Shvuz de shvuz makom mitzvah is mutter. So the Gemara says there in Ksubis to throw mugmer on the fire on Shabbos and yom tov is havara. On Shabbos, of course, you're not permitted to do Havara. But on Yom Tov, Havara is mutter, either for Eichel Nefesh or for Tzarach HaYom Ktzah. So what should this be? They want to sit and smell a mugmer. So smelling is what? Smelling is, maybe it's Hanuas HaGuf. Maybe I should say Hanuas HaGuf is Eichel Nefesh Mamish. The Rashbo had the two pshotim in Beisilo. The Beisilo permit you to heat up water in order to wash Pani Yodav Raglov. So one pshat in the Rashbo is that all Hanas HaGuf is considered Eichel Nefesh. Maybe smelling the Mugmer is Mamash Eichel Nefesh. Maybe it's a Shar Tzarachim. Maybe it's a Tzarach HaYom Ktzat. Either it's Mitoich. It should have been Mutam Mitam Mitoich, or it should have been Mutam Mitam Eichel Nefesh. The Gemara comes and says a Chiddush that you're not allowed to, period. It's not permissible. You're not allowed to burn Mugmer on Yom Tov. Why not? Shum Deina Shavah L'chol Nefesh. Because the pasuk says, "Acha shi'acha l'chol nefesh, hu levado yi'asa l'chem." You're only permitted to do malach on Yom Tov that everyone would gain pleasure from. Cooking food, everybody enjoys the food. What if you cook spinach, and not everybody enjoys? What if you cook venison? The Gemara says only the gvirim, only the wealthy people can afford the deer or duck. The poor people can't afford it. Gemara says, "Nah. If the poor people would have money, they would develop an appetite. They would enjoy it." That's not called davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. That's called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. What's with the spinach? It goes across the board. A lot of people don't enjoy cooked spinach. So what are you going to say? So Tosfos, and how do you determine whether something is shavu l'chol nefesh, not shavu l'chol nefesh? What percentage of the population, it depends on roiv, whether roiv people in the population enjoy this or roiv people don't enjoy it. So Gemara says that mugmer, you're not allowed to burn on yontif because roiv people don't enjoy it. In the Mishnah, it sounds like it was a common practice during the weekdays. That's what they always did. After they would bench Bichas Hamazon, whoever benched Mezuman, we would say Hamaschal Mitzvah Gemar. He should say the Brachah and Mugmer. Sounds like it was a very common practice. So how do you label that as Dovah Sheinu Shavu L'chol Nefesh? So Tosfos gives you the Pnei Yeshua, and this Tosfos points out, Tosfos is giving you a new definition that Shavu L'chol Nefesh doesn't matter whether 51% of the people enjoy it. Or less than 50% of the people enjoy it. It's a question as to whether it's l'tainug or l'brius. Whatever is l'brius is called davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Whatever is l'tainug is called davar sheinu shava l'chol nefesh. So Tosfos says burning mugma in order to smell it, even if everybody has that practice, even if everybody in the world does that they burn mugma after the meal, that's only l'tainug b'alma, but that's not l'brius. So no one says that it's good for your health. So therefore, Tosfos says that would be called mugmer's davar sheinu shavu l'chol nefesh. Preparing food, the Gemara says about cooking tzvi. cooking deer. Only the wealthy people can afford deer. The poor people can't afford it. It's too expensive. The Gemara says if the poor people could have afforded it, so they would have eaten it also. So what does that mean? So Tosfos says, why do people eat deer? Because it's healthy. That's their food. That's the meal. So whatever is lebrius, that's called davar shavu l'chol nefesh. Whatever is only the tiny bialma, that's called davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. The Gemara has, in the first parak in Beis, the Gemara has a machlek to satanoim. What if you're cooking soup and you want to mix in and you want to grind some tavlin in order to make the soup even tastier? But the soup is tasty the way it is. If you put in the tavlin, it'll even be tastier. Now, you're permitted to do tochein and mevashel on the tavlin. So one Tana says you're not allowed to. And then it says, because davashen ishav l'chol nefesh. Librius is good, the soup is good the way it is. The soup tastes good the way it is. Who says that you're permitted to do malacha to make it even taste better? To make it taste better, that's already l'tainik v'yam. And we don't accept that opinion. We paskin l'alacha, food is food, as long as you're dealing with food. I want to make the food, you're going to do additional malachas in order to make it gor gevaldik. So I don't label that as l'tainik v'yam. Since it's food, let's say the kugel is very unhealthy. Cholesterol, whatever, fat, whatever it has. So food is, people need food in order to live. Even if you know that it's unhealthy. Learn a boy that it was mutter to cook kugel and shalom. Years ago when they thought that it was taka healthy, it's healthier to be fatter. Even if you know that it's unhealthy. But it's still, that's librius. People eat food. So you don't distinguish this food, yeah, and this food, no. Food is mutter. But if something is only latinic bialma, it's clearly a luxury. It's not really librius. So then Tosfos says that would be labeled as davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. So based on this, Tosfos says we understand very well why the Mishnah distinguishes between cooking, why Beis Hillel distinguishes between cooking an amount of water to wash pan of yod v'rag l'ban yontav as opposed to cooking so much water to take a whole bath, kol gufay. So Tosfos says to wash pan of yod v'rag with warm water, that's very healthy to keep your body clean. But to take a whole shower and a whole bath, only the Mufunakim do that. The normal people, once a year, you take a warm bath. To take a bath every once a week or once a month, only the Mufunakim do that. So Tosfos perceives that would be considered a davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. That's what he says. V'yamari b'shem rivo, the Tosfos zima maschal beis hillel. The Rif says, the rechitain el el tainik v'asir k'mam mugma d'yasa b'per kamedek subas. That's the reason why heating water on yontif is usher if you want to use it for kol gufay, because davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. I think Mar said the Ferish lahazia, it was muta, they made gzera derabanan. On the next daf, we're going to get there. Mem amaral towards the bottom. So originally, in the earlier generation, it was muta to cook water on yontif b'chadei lahazia. That's what Tosfos is asking. How come to make a fire in order to heat the water, in order to have zeya, in order to a shvitz, that's mutar an yontav, to make hot water in order to take a bath or a shower, that's also. So that's what Tosfos says, lahazia, apparently, that they assumed was good for your health. Whatever is lebrius, that's a chal nefesh mamish. Whatever is latainug, that's davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. So the Pnei Yeshua writes on this Tosfos, he talks about smoking. So the Pnei Yeshua lived in the late 1700s. So he writes that far less than 50% of the population used to smoke at that time. But what prompted the people, what motivated the smokers to smoke? They didn't smoke cigarettes like we had some other kind of a thing that they smoked. So he said the smoking was because all the doctors said that it helps digest the food. It's very healthy for you. So since it's healthy, even though hardly anybody does it, he says it's like cooking venison. It's like cooking spinach. Whatever is healthy, so that's called echal nefesh mamish. Whatever is lebrius is echal nefesh. So that's what the Prima Godim points out this Pnei Yeshua. That the Pnei Yeshua says it's not a function of whether more than 50% or less than 50% of the people enjoy this particular activity. It's not that mugmer is ain't a shavu l'chol nefesh because the majority of the world's Jewish population doesn't smoke mugmer. That's not why. Tosfos said because mugmer is l'tainik d'alma. Whatever is lebrius is mutter even if less than 50%. Whatever is l'tainik d'alma is usher even if more than 50% does. It's not a function of how many people do a davar sheni shavu l'chol nefesh. It's a function of whether it's Librius or Latina. That's what it would appear from this Tosis.
Even Mitoch doesn't have
it. Huh?
Even Mitoch doesn't have
it. Even Mitoch doesn't have it.
Tainig is an
oisa, yeah.
So according to this Tosis, you know how they carry the tainig?
That's what it sounds like.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Only if it's a tzorach hayom ktsas, a religious tzorach, that's a real, that's not like tainig. That's one
opinion.
One opinion, that's one opinion. The other opinion is even to enjoy yourself on Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah by any Yom Tov.